Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy, and today's guest is Miss Tracy Braxton from the reality show Braxton Family Values, and I'm going to see how Tracy feels about being called a wannabe. Also, is there ever going to be a Braxton Family album? Will there be a Tracy Braxton album? And, you know, see what's going on with her, what's going on with the salon, and hopefully much more. So stay tuned, stay locked. We'll be right back with Miss Tracy Braxton. Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there. Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there.
Welcome to the Psy Effect, Miss Tracy Braxton.
Hey, hey now.
Hey, Tracy. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, hey now.
Thank you for coming on the show, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing peachy. Trying to stay out of trouble, but I'm doing good.
Now, Tracy, I want to tell you something, but you can't tell the rest of your sisters now, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. You are my favorite Braxton sister.
I'm going to tell her. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to tell her. You probably tell her to every last one of us.
Actually, no, I haven't. I love you, Tracy. I love you because
Thank
I can
you.
Connect with you. I can connect with you, especially being a mother and, you know, wanting to pursue your dreams, but you have to put your family first. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's why I was so able to connect with you. I was like, damn, I can understand how she's feeling. But now you're welcome, Mama, you're welcome. Now that the season, the last season is done, how are you feeling about, you know, the new ventures that the show has brought you?
Oh, wow, it's bringing a whole lot of opportunities to me right now. I didn't even know I wanted to be a DJ jockey or something like that. I like doing that.
Really? You looking to get into radio?
I love hosting the radio and everything. It's fun.
You know, I could see you doing that because you have the personality for it.
Thank you. And I get to say what I want half the time. I like
it. Girl, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like having the freedom to speak your mind without people all up in your ear telling you, shh, be quiet, don't say that. Girl, I can't wait. So that's what you're going to be doing. You're doing the radio, you're doing hosting. What about the hair salon?
Yes.
What's going on with the hair salon?
It's coming real soon. I'm still working on the logistics of my paperwork and everything, but it's coming soon, guys. Y'all get your hair did and some TV dinners with it, possibly. So, I'm real excited about that. What else am I doing? Oh, I'm working with the Boys and Girls Club. I'm working along with a social club, the Queen of Sheba.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Just doing community services, just giving back. A lot of people don't know that I used to work with Emotional Disturbed Adolescents for 15 years, the Residential Treatment Center. So, you know, I love giving back to my community and just being hands-on on a lot of things.
Okay, that's great to hear. Now, I remember the last season, or maybe the season before that, Tamar was pressuring you to move to L.A. for your, you know, start your hair salon. Have you moved yet, or do you plan on moving out there?
Nobody want to move out to Vidal Sassoon, Paul Mitchell City.
That episode
was
hilarious.
Like she said, that ain't hot, that ain't hot.
That ain't hot. No, that ain't hot.
That's
hilarious.
I would love to have the new trend of, it's not the name yet, but the new trend of Tracy Braxton. So, you know, we need that, okay? We got Dwayne Dudley. It could be a Tracy Braxton. How about that?
There you go. Hey, I like that. I like that. Did doing the show help the family confront other issues that were buried?
I don't think it really touched on everything. I mean, everybody that has a family know it takes years and years to get through all the nook and cranny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The show's not even on long enough for everybody to know what's going on.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, to make it interesting, I thank Toni for opening the doors for us because she, you know, she carried a name. That's Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I appreciate that and that, you know, me and my sisters, we can help other families.
Yeah, that's great.
Everything that we go through. And I love that Tamar is a junkie. And I appreciate Tamar being a reality junkie. Thanks, Tamar.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. How do you guys deal with Tamar without choking her up sometimes?
She's the baby sister. You know, we let her get away with so much stuff, but when it's time for us to be serious and things like that, she can't be serious like that with us because she's like, well, they let me say this to them before. I don't have to bite my tongue or feel dumb. And, you know, I don't care if I hurt their feelings. I'm just going to say it. But you can't just say stuff like that. And it's a work in progress. We created this monster, so we have to stop it.
Yes, indeed. I love her, though. She is hilarious.
I do, too. She's a sweetheart. Now, everybody don't think she's a sweetheart. She's a very giving person. She's a sweetheart. You know, if she wasn't my sister, I would have her as one of my friends.
Because
I get to cuss her back. Cuss her
that's,
out.
That's so sweet.
So, I would really have her, all my sisters, I would have them all my friends. Because, I mean, they are beautiful women.
Mm-hmm. I recently saw you at the Essence Music Festival. And I'm like, is that Tracy? She lost a lot of weight. You look great, but don't get me wrong. You look great
prior, too.
You look great prior, too, because I think you're welcome. I think you and I are the same size. But what are you doing? What are you doing to get toned up and get your little, you know, your body a little tight?
Girl, I ain't going to lie. We all know TV put, like, 40 pounds on you.
Yes.
So when I was taping, I was in a size 10. So, you know, and plus I was a diabetic and things like that. So, you know, I was on medication. And then my sisters, you know, Toni told me, you need to lose some weight because you look on the fluffy side.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings too.
She was speaking the truth. She was speaking the truth. I mean, I was smaller than all of my sisters.
Really?
So, you know, yeah, I was smaller than all my sisters. My father used to call me Big Bird.
But you look great.
So,
you look beautiful.
Thank you. So now I have a personal trainer, Donovan. Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Donovan. But he work on my nerves. It's like he's hiding in bushes and stuff. I like pixie and stuff and grit and yams and macaroni and cheese and my fried chicken with the Crisco. I like stuff like that.
Right, right. That's that home cooking, that soul food, too.
You know,
all of it.
Well, he is in the damn bushes. Every time I put stuff in my mouth, he's calling. What you eating? What you doing? I'm like, you know what?
But I know you appreciate it at the end of the day, though, right?
I do, because I'm not taking not a nap pill anymore for my diabetes.
Now, you got the diabetes under control with the whoop-off?
Girl, I had the sugar.
You are crazy. No, you need to do some comedy. You know that, right?
Thank you. It comes natural. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe my mom and daddy, you know, they cliches and everything else, and everybody wonder where I get it from.
You see, you're normally laid back from what I've seen on the show until someone pisses you off. Are you going to be a little bit more vocal this season on Braxton's Family Values 2.5?
Yeah, that's my personality. I'm normally, like, sit back and then just assess everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have something to say, I have something to say. If it's bull crap to me, why should I respond to bull crapness?
Right, I agree.
I mean, it's just, I can't even cuss, Lord Jesus, I'm not working on me. I'm just... I just need to be quiet because if I say something, then something, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. And I don't like hurting my sister's feelings.
I know because it was an episode where I saw you get angry, and I think it was something about you and Tamar. You guys were at her home, and you got into an argument, and you got angry or something. I'm like, oh, my God, Tracy is going to blow something up. Damn.
I feel it. Just because it's your house don't mean you can talk to anybody any kind of way. I don't care if it's your aunt, your brother, your uncle,
mm-hmm.
whoever it is. Just because it's your home don't mean it's okay for you to talk to anybody any kind of way. And
I
if
agree.
I say something back, I'm being disrespectful. First of all, I am not near none of your child. Second of all, if you want me to continue to talk to you and we can still have this conversation, let's go outside so I can continue to disrespect you and tell you how I feel about you.
Right,
because it's not going to be a one-way street. Because I would say what I have to say.
I know, and you did, too. You had me scared of all up under the covers. Like, oh, my God, she's going to whip my ass,
too. I'm not
going to
hit my sister.
I know. I know.
I'm not going to hit my sisters. We weren't short to hit each other. I wasn't going to do that. I was going to just plainly tell her how I feel about her, too. It's not going to be a one-way street.
And see, that's what I love about you guys. You guys, like I'm telling Trina, you guys are able to, you know, have your arguments, you know, tell each other how you feel, and at the end of the day, still have each other's back after all of it.
We try to be real as possible. You know, this show, people say it's skit and everything. There's no way you can bring all this stuff with me and my sisters talk about that it is skit. Girl... You can sit down one day while we eat dinner. Hey, like, what? There's no way.
Oh, gosh, that is so funny.
So what you get from the Braxton Family Values, that's what you get. Point blank.
We love it. And we love it. Now,
Thank you.
What is something no one knows about you?
I used to be a ballerina.
Oh. Getting your Debbie Allen on?
Oh, girl, please. I was... Debbie Allen. Matter of fact, I wanted to dance on Fame and Dance with Coco and Lee Rowan.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's crazy.
I knew I was the ball.
Now, let's get back to your career. You plan on recording anytime soon with the sisters or without them?
I don't plan on dabbling, you know, being a songstress by myself.
Okay.
I can't wait for my sisters. I have to do what's right for me. If I keep continuing to wait, I don't want to reflect on my life again and say, well, Tracy, you should have, could have, had a been a. I'm my own self, you know.
Amen.
I'm not my own self. And I don't want all this self-blaming and everything like that, it needs to stop. I'm a grown woman. I got to do for Tracy.
Right. I hear you. What type of music would you be recording? I know your sister, Trina, she's doing her own thing. You know, Tony's in the R&B, adult contemporary scene. What type of music would Tracy be recording?
Oh, Tracy will be recording, like, house, club,
party
music. And maybe a little bit of R&B, you know. Every now and then you got to do a soft, you know, ballad with a little bit of house into it.
That would be crazy. And
I love, you know, because I'm from the DMV area, the go-go. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And that's your hometown. That's, you know, that's I'm the go-go.
Yes, it is. It continues to be my hometown. I'm sick and tired of people like, you need to leave the DMV area. Oh, please. You know how many stars came out of the DMV area?
And actors and musicians as well.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people can put Maryland on the map.
You know, look at Wale. Hey.
Yes, I love him. I love him. Both of them. Now, I heard Chuck Brown.
Maya.
He recently passed away.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. I love him.
Yeah, he was the man. Now, I heard that you attended Bowie State University.
Yes, BSU. Oh, my
What was your major, and did you attend a sorority there?
My major was child psychology.
Okay.
No, I didn't finish, but I am with the final womenhood of Z-Thought E, baby.
You are so funny. Oh, my gosh. You are hilarious.
Actually, Tawanda is my AD. Can you
really?
Imagine? I had fun.
I bet you guys have a heck of a time out there.
Hot girl, it was party city. I said, if I ever do it again, I will do it all over again. I had so much fun with different sisterhood and everything like that. I was like, Lord. And then I'm a part of, just being a part of just, you know, this bunch of young women and women and just fellowship. And it is so much fun. And that's why I'm part of the Queen of Sheba, because it's the fellowship there, you know, and it's great. When you're older and stuff, you still need to be a part of a bunch of women.
I
adore being a girl.
Well, we adore you, Trace. You're my favorite.
That's what you said with Trina, Tawana, Tony, Kamar, and my mom.
Asa,
you bastard whore.
Oh, God. I've been called a lot of things, but never Braxton whore. I love it.
Braxton whore. You said to all of it.
Tracy, what do you like to do for fun besides making people laugh?
Just giving back and just hanging out, you know. I like doing that. But, you know, some of the fans, I love you fans. Thank you fans for listening to me and watching the show and everything. But sometimes y'all make somebody not want to go out and mingle with everybody. So, you know, I love doing that. I love it.
What is the most
misunderstood? I don't see myself as a celebrity status sometimes, because I mean,
you forget.
I don't want to lose the touch of my community.
Yeah, and it's so easy to get wrapped up into everything and get out of touch with everyone. And I see you're very active on Twitter too. Give everybody your Twitter handle so you can they can reach out to you.
At Tracy Braxton. That's T-R-A-C-I B-R-A-X-T-O-N. On Monday is Checking In Monday. And then on Wednesday is What You're Doing on Wednesday. So on Check-In Monday, please check in on any state you're from. Just check on in. Tracy, I am checking in from Nebraska, anywhere. And I will retweet you when I get a chance to. I don't get to everybody. And What You're Doing Wednesday, I do retweet my fans also, my followers also.
Cool. I'm definitely going to be joining the movement on What You're Doing Wednesday and check in Monday for show. Definitely. Now, before I let you go, I have another question from the SciEffect fan page on Facebook, and they want to know, what is the most misconception thing about you and your sisters?
Well, about me, that I'm a wannabe. I'm sick and tired of that crap. Every day, one week, I got to look at some one of these stuff. I mean, good God, change the name already. You beating a dead horse to death. I ain't a wannabe. I'm letting you know now. I share the same DNA as all my sisters. So there's no wannabe there. I come from the same mama and daddy.
Church. Y'all heard her. She ain't no damn wannabe. So
I ain't no wannabe. We share the same DNA.
There you go. Tell them. Put it in their eardrum. You want to say it loud? You want me to make it echo?
I have the same got burned DNA. And if I could say the other words, I would say it. I'm trying to behave myself. God is still working on me. And the other one is my family, my sisters, that we're not real and we're not as close as everybody thinks that we are. We are really, really close.
Tracy, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the SciEffect Radio Show. Whatever you're doing, you got to come back when you get that album completed. Whatever you want to promote, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Maybe you can come back and help me co-host.
Don't you invite me somewhere, honey, Chad. I'm telling you. I'm going to come up in there and come there 4-4. I ain't coming over no ring and stuff.
You want to get her
done post.
You want to get her so crazy. Oh, my God. You want to give everybody your Twitter information one more game before we leave?
My Twitter information is at Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Braxton, B-R-A-X-T-O-N. And you have on Mondays, check in, and on Wednesdays, what you're doing Wednesday.
And if anyone want to book you for anything, how can they reach out to you?
Booking TracyBraxton@gmail.com.
All right, y'all. And she tweets back, so hit her up on Twitter. And again, my sister, congratulations on everything that you're doing.
I wish you much
continued success, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Psy Effect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Psy Effect.